Essential to understanding the time value of money is the concept of compounding, or earning interest on interest. In the first time period, interest is earned on just the initial investment amount, but the following time periods will result in interest being earned on more than that amount. That is because, as interest accumulates over time, we are earning interest on an increasingly larger amount of money. As compounding continues, the amount of interest earned becomes larger and larger. The underlying point here is that time really is money. The inverse of compounding is discounting. We discount an expected future value to calculate a present value, given a specific interest or discount rate over a specific holding period. Alternatively, we might calculate a rate of return, given a present value, future value, and time period. Note that most financial calculators have the symbol I/Y for the rate of return or interest rate. Sometimes we might also need to know how long it will take to accumulate a certain amount of money given a present value, future value, and the rate we will earn on those funds. This is an algorithmic calculation, so we cannot use a simple formula, but this can be solved very quickly by solving for n using a financial calculator.